Sevas Nida Perak Zion Mishnah Gimel Kalak Samim Habayim Rekim Tahir. Many stains that come from Rekim are Tahir. So we know that Midaraisa, only the dam of a Jewish woman would render her tummy. But stains that are found on her garments when she's not a Nida would be Tahir. But the Chachamim were geyser that under certain conditions, stains found on her Begadim would make her tummy, as we've discussed earlier in Perak Vav, that this is true only of Jewish women. Midaraisa, a goy, does not have the tumah associated with dam nida. However, the chacham were geyser that dam nida of a goy is also tame, as we discussed earlier in Parak Dalet. So now this does not extend to all of stains. So that's why the Mishnah is saying now, any blood stain that's found on a beged that come from Rekem. Rekem was a city on the eastern border of Israel, so, or Rekes, some say, they're all tahar because the city is inhabited by Gayim, and the Chacham did not extend the dam, the tumah of the dam to Gayim. Now, Rabbi Yehuda metame. Rabbi Yehuda says that they will be tame. The stains are going to be tame because they mnei shehem gerim v'toyin, because they are gerim and they make mistakes. There's a bit of a discussion what this means, but basically they're tame because the people of Rekem are converts, but they make mistakes according to the Meiri in continuing to practice avodah zarah. Nevertheless, but they are Jews and are subject to the laws of Ksamim. The Rav says that what their mistake is that they don't properly dispose of their garments that have blood on them. The Tiferes Yisrael combines these reasons and says that those who resume the practice of avodah zarah do not properly dispose of their begadim. The Mishnah continues, those who originate among the goyim are tahar, meaning stains that originated from the goyim, because the Chacham never decreed tumah on blood stains of the goyim. Now, the next part of the Mishnah, the Gemara actually understands it as a chesura mechsura, so I'm just going to go through quickly what the Mishnah says, and then we'll learn it like the Gemara learns it. Mibein Yisrael, mibein hakusim, blood stains found of the ksamim found from Yisrael and Akusira, Meir mitame, v'chacham mitaharim, mipnei shalai nekshtu al kismayim, because they're not chayshish regarding the stain. So this reading of the Mishnah would apply to Chacham hold that there's no tum associated with blood-stained beged of a Jewish woman, but we know that that's not true. So therefore, the Gemara adds to the wording of our Mishnah to make it read as follows. Mibein goyim, mibein hakusim. Blood stains of the Jew and a kusi are timeim, dekusim, geri emesem, are tame, because kusim are geri emes. And mitzayim ba'ari Yisrael, those blood-stained garments found in Jewish cities, taharin, are going to be tahar, shaloi nechshtu al kismayim, because the Jews are not suspect regarding their kisamim. Va'atznuyei matzni luhu, and they hide them. Hanimtzayim ba'ari kusim, those that are found in kusi cities, are meir matame, dinechshtu al kismayim. The meir says they're tame because we are chashish about the kismayim. V'chacham mitaharim, v'chacham say they're tahar, shaloi nechshtu al kismayim. So the Gemara explains that our Mishnah teaches us two things. One, that the Ksam of Kusi is Tame because Kusi are considered as Jews. And two, that Jewish women properly dispose of their Ksam. So therefore, if a garment with a stain on it is found in a Jewish area, we assume that it's not going to be Dam Nida. However, regarding a stained garment found in a Kusi city, so a mayor on the Chum would disagree. A mayor would say that we have to assume that the stain is a kesem, because he holds that Kusi women do not properly dispose of their kesem. And the Chum say that we have to assume that the stain is not a kesem, because the Kusis do dispose properly of their kesem. So that's how we will learn that part of the Mishnah. Mishnah Dalet now. Kol haksamim. Any stains, any clothes with stains that are found, that are found in any place, meaning within a Jewish neighborhood, are going to be tar, because, again, Jewish women properly dispose of their begadim. And therefore, it is definitely not going to be from dam nida of a Jewish woman, except those that are found in the rooms, or meaning like the crevices of the house of in the areas surrounding the Beis HaTumos. Now, Beis HaTumos is a little bit of a discussion of what this means. Beis HaTumos could also mean Beis HaTumos, which was a room that women would would be in during the time when they were anida. So ksamim would be found over there. They would be tamei. That's one way of learning it, and that's the point is that it's an area where a woman might leave her clothing with a kesem on it. Beis hatumis shel kusim, a beis hatumis of kusim, they would be metame b'oil. They would be metame by tumas oil to any objects under the same roof. Because the kusim, who at the time were considered Jews, temporarily would bury the stillborn babies over there. Rabbi Huda says, they did not bury the stillborns there. But what they would do is they would just discard them and an animal would drag them away. So therefore, Rabbi Huda holds that these beis hatumais of the kusim do not convey tuma by tumas oil to objects underneath the same roof. It's important to note, as we may have mentioned previously, I don't recall or not, but at a later date, it was decreed that kusim are not Jews, and therefore, as any other non-Jew, kusi stillborns would not convey tuma by tumas oil to objects under the same roof.